This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Life today. That's right. When do the ice houses have to be off the lake? Todd, what's the general rule? I saw on your Facebook page yesterday you had an advisory about that. What was the prediction?
July 3rd before the fireworks. Yeah.
July 3rd. Yeah, okay.
You don't want to burn anybody's fish house down. So.
a little safety message from all of us here. What's on your mind, Radio Network, ladies and gentlemen? Get those fish houses off by July the 3rd. Yeah, wow. It's been that kind of year, for sure. All right, another hour. What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. God bless you. We thank you for that very much. And we have great gratitude for our fine listeners who put us there. Bottom of this hour, North Dakota Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauscheberger will join us. How much revenue has come to the state of North Dakota, tax revenue, into the coffers as a result of the Dakota Access Pipeline? Ryan's crunched some numbers on that, and the anniversary of oil flowing in there is happening, so we're going to talk about that coming up in a little bit. So look forward to that. And we are brought to you this hour by who, Todd? Your friends at Schwann.
Schwann Buick. GMC.com. You know, we still have, it was, what, 9 below this morning. We still have 6 more weeks of winter. Punxsutawney Phil just didn't tell us when he was starting that timetable, but we can pretty much count at least 6 more weeks. Do you want to hold icicles every morning, or do you want to get a heated steering wheel? Let's mention the heated seats and the remote start on your phone app there, the OnStar app. Get yours at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, we're in Perham, Minnesota today, and broadcasting live from the worldwide headquarters of Lake Life Weekend. I'm going to be on their podcast a little later on. I'm looking forward to that. And Dirk is here to tell us a little bit about his story, which is pretty amazing. He's the host of the Lake Life Weekend podcast, and really he is doing a lot to celebrate lake life. And I thought maybe that might be a good way for us to, you know, kind of survive the winter.
Get ready for it.
How do you say your last name?
Dirk Ockert.
Ockert, okay. Yeah, and Dirk has the cutest dog ever, little Oscar, running around here. He is wonderful. What is the breed again?
It's a small Munsterlander.
Munsterlander.
Mm-hmm, from Germany.
How is my German there?
I'm pretty good.
I'm half German.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tildest. Was? Yes, yes.
Was?
Yeah. So you are obviously from Germany.
I am born and raised in Germany and was first here as a foreign exchange student in 95-96 in Barnesville, Minnesota.
So then a connection obviously was secured there, and you came back, huh?
I came back about 10 years ago in 2009.
Why did you come back?
Well, I raised a small family. I have a son with his mother from North Dakota.
Very nice.
I met her at our 10-year, at my 10-year class reunion in Barnesville.
Is that right? It's your 10-year anniversary.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, that's pretty cool. So, and then said, hey, I'm going to move back here. Now you have real estate on beautiful Maine in Perham, Minnesota, home of Kenny's Candy and, you know, Tuffy's Dog Food and
right.
Barrel of Fun and everything else, and making it a little mark for yourself here. Talk about Lake Life in Perham.
Well, Lake Life in Perham, it's more lakes area, lakes country as you know it. I moved actually from Fargo to Detroit Lakes in 5 years ago. And all this lake life was new to me. I didn't really know what it meant. It's a culture to you. It's so obvious. But I realized it's a way more. It's a lifestyle. It's a culture. I did not grow up on the lakes. So I was fascinated. I fell in love with that. Be connected to outdoors. Minnesota is an extremely outdoors state. As you all know, I had to find that out, and well, I tried to communicate it. I'm actually trying to build a platform, a Lake Life community where people can find out what's happening on the weekends. So Lake Life Weekend is the theme, so what's up this weekend? You can go and have a full event schedule and also get some news on what to do and what to expect when you either weekend, when you vacate, when you visit, or if you even live here, of course, you find out, you want to know what's happening. So story to that is, like, if you go to Lakes Country and you have to kind of know the destination already, you have to go to the websites of the Detroit Mountain or of the Zorbuses or the Chambers. There's so many destinations to find out what's happening in Lakes Country. So I thought we'd funnel that and combine that in one spot. So we have an online platform, and we publish a little magazine, the Lake Life Weekend Magazine. We're actually releasing a new version next week. It's going to be in Fargo. And, yeah, we do a whole bunch of things. We have an expo and all those things.
Yeah, so let's talk about that expo for a minute. So the idea is there, maybe folks aren't familiar with what happens at Lake Life. You bring the lake to the city, sort of, huh?
Right, exactly. Explore Lake Life in the metro area. So we are going to be at the Civic Center in downtown Fargo for the third time, in fact, March 22nd, 23rd. And we have about 50 vendors from Lakes Country. Come, go, and people can visit, talk, learn more about what's available. And then we have an on-stage program, a live program, kind of like this, where we have guests talk about renewable energy, lifestyle things like hydroflighting, kite surfing. We also have somebody there from the Becker County Soil and Water Preservation District. So there is, it's not just a consumer show where you go and buy a boat or a fishing rod. I hope to have people come and leave with something that they learned. Shoreline protection or invasive species or find a new hobby like hydroflighting. So it's more than just a boat show. It's more than just a consumer show. I want it to be an event to engage and have fun.
So having not grown up with Lake Life,
mm-hmm.
and even when you were here for a short time, living in Barnesville, you didn't really discover Lake Life, right?
I did not. Eagle Lake.
Eagle Lake, huh?
<In Barnesville.
laughs> No lakes in Germany or what?
Well, we do have lakes, but we have building regulations that don't allow to build on a lake. So Lake Life is very different. It's really more calm. Maybe kayaking, maybe canoeing, but not so much on the lake like here.
I see. Okay. What have you learned the most about what we, the people that love Lake Life, like most about it? Tell me a little bit about your learning curve.
From the perspective of, I think that people here take it, I mean, it's in your blood. It's like they almost take it for granted. Not that they don't appreciate it at all, but like it's just there. It's just part of, it's very special. I think it's a beautiful way to balance life. You know, you work hard, you have your week, and then you have your weekend, and spend it at the lake to just rejuvenate. So I think it's a gift, very special. I mean, Minnesota and Lakes Country is very unique to the United States in a way, I guess. People are connected to nature here more than on average, I guess. I have not really lived in California or other states. But I like it. Everybody's connected. They hike. They're very active. It's very healthy. Yeah, that's what I learned.
How about small town living for you? You're in Perm now. You said you were in Fargo for a while. Now you're out in Perm. And this is a small town, but also a big Lake Life town. And it hustles and bustles. I love the downtown here. There's a lot of energy in this town. And it's, if you're gonna live in Lakes Country and then be able to come to a city, this one just has about everything while still having that lake town feel. Do you like it?
I agree. Yeah, I like it a lot. It's, the big keywords are safety, I guess, but small town, I feel people care, people, yes, always those, they're friendly and such, but you connect fairly well, people are open, people embrace if you do something different, they see that you bring value. I think nowadays, even think about craft brewing companies coming up or small restaurants. I mean, we have a fish restaurant now here. We have a fish restaurant in Perm. We have a brewing company. Like the community engages people or supports people that bring something to make the community grow. I think small town America nowadays is going to have a big renaissance. In my opinion, people from the Twin Cities or even from any other state will hopefully discover this part of the country in the next 10, 15 years, way more. And
maybe decide what's important, right?
Yeah, so life and work balance, exactly. We don't need that much. We, what's important, quality time, not spending 2 hours of your day in a traffic jam, no commute, be more with the family or with your loved ones or friends. So you can do those things in the small communities here. I think there will be way more, and we are growing here all over, in my opinion. And like, I mean, even Virgis, 351 people, town, there's no room to build, and they're actually making road infrastructure as we speak, and they all want to grow, and they have a need for people to reside. So small town America is growing.
That's great. It's fun. How do folks find out more about the Lake Life Weekend?
Google? No, lakelifeweekend.com. We have a full daily updated website. We spell weekend WKND, so you just do lakelifewknd.com, and you will find the website and all about it. And yeah, explorelakelife.com is the designated website for the expo. Yeah.
And the expo dates are?
March 22nd, 23rd. Friday, Saturday, and 3 weeks.
3 weeks away into March.
Cabin fever?
Yeah, cabin fever, exactly right. Thanks so much, Dirk. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, back with more on What's on Your Mind. Ryan Rauschberger, bottom of the hour, and your calls when we come back on Any and Everything. Literally. Answering the question, what's on your mind?
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Going through the hassle of getting a vehicle in to get fixed, and then it's not done right. You get it back, it's been gone a week, whatever. You get it back, it's a little better, but it's not the same. There's still something wrong with it. Got to go back in again. All the hassle of getting it there, everything else. I am suggesting that you avoid those hassles. with two words, DAC Diesel. DAC Diesel. That's right, because they know. They're the leading repair and maintenance shop specializing in diesel vehicles, semis, tractors, pickup trucks. Trust them for a long-lasting repair and maintenance services that will keep your vehicle running smoothly for years. And by the way, have you had it serviced lately? That's how you prevent the really expensive stuff. If you can't remember, bring it to the experts at DAC Diesel. They know diesel. They know maintenance. They know repair. 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. DAC Diesel. 21 past the hour. We're watching for Kelly Armstrong, but Jim Jordan is questioning Cohen right now. Let's pick up a little bit of that, Todd. This is interesting.
Permission in advance and report back after every meeting of any importance.
Yes.
That doesn't sound like Jim Jordan.
That happened at the Trump board.
No, it's because it's Ms. Maloney. I don't know what you're watching.
He must be done. Yeah, I think I'm streaming this, so it probably is a little bit behind. We missed Jim Jordan. It's going on all day. We were watching for Kelly Armstrong to ask his question, too, which I'm guessing, just by the members of the committee and his rank, that would be probably later today, I would think. Don't know for sure. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. When will it end? My answer is never. I don't think this effort will end. Here's why. Donald Trump isn't just disliked in the way a president typically is disliked by people of an opposite party, right? I mean, Democrats didn't like George W. Bush. Republicans didn't like Bill Clinton. Now, in the Clinton era and a little bit in the Bush era, there was some cross the aisle, get this done, whatever. But with President Obama, who, of course, was trying, in my mind, to transform, his own words, transform the United States of America into something that was very different than what the Constitution of the United States wanted. That's when the real opposition began. But here's the difference with Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump is as hated by the swamp as he is by the typical political opponents. So I'm not sure it ends. I often think about this. How is this movie going to end? You have an answer to that, folks? They don't quit fighting. They don't say, whatever. We tried the whole Russia thing. It didn't work. And, Mueller investigation didn't work. So, let's just kind of go along with the guy now. We're going to like him now. That's just not going to happen. And I think the fact that he's not only up against an opposition of an opposite party, but also of the system of the swamp, means this is the new norm. This is the new norm. President Donald Trump is always going to have this level of opposition. Trying again and again and again. Will the American people tire of it? They see through it? I hope so. They did during the Clinton years, you remember. And Clinton came out ahead because of impeachment proceedings. Politically. So, I don't know. I think we have a long way to go. And I think it'll be here as long as he is the President of the United States. It's my take, and I welcome yours. 800-228-0550. Toll free, it's 800-228-0550. Or locally, it's 701-258-0550. You can text Todd or me. Todd's at 701-226-8503. I'm at 701-367-2054. I've got a texter, Todd, that wants me to see if I could pass the test related to the threats from North Korea. And they are nuclear. Nuclear. Thank you. Thank you. They are not nuclear. They are nuclear. Yeah. All right. So
nuclear.
Nuclear. They're nuclear. Did I pass? That's the bells?
You did.
The bells ring. Okay, good. The pressure is off. Do you think they were asking that question to mock me at all time? Do you think that was kind of a, they're having a little fun with me? I don't know. Might have.
May have been.
Speaking of fun, let's go to West Hope. And Bob is on the line. His middle name is Fun. What's on your mind, Bob?
I'm just going to say I heard you say something about it's over after this president. But it's never over because the other side, one side or the other, is going to condemn the president regardless of what he does.
Yeah, I think we have a new low in opposition to presidents going on right now. I was more speaking of the fact that, you know, I don't believe it'll ever end for Trump.
Yeah.
Because the swamp hates him, in addition to political opponents hating him.
I hit the right TV channel last night. I watched Trump's history or program thing. I thought it was pretty nice.
Yeah, is that the one about his grandfather going back to the,
yep,
the mining? And yeah, it is good. I've seen it too. It's interesting. It tells you a lot about him. Thanks, Bob. Good to hear from you. Doug and Wishick, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello. Doesn't anybody remember Ronald Reagan saying in a speech at the Berlin Wall, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall?
I hope they do. I do.
I remember it. And Mr. Trump wants to build one.
Well, of course, it's a different kind of wall, right? I mean, that was the wall between East Berlin and, you know, the communist rule. And, you know, whereas now the wall that Donald Trump's talking about is one that is about border security. In other words, there's still a way through the wall. You just got to go to a checkpoint. You've got to go to a place. I mean, are you suggesting that we should not have a wall at our border?
I don't know. It's not a big issue with me. I've told people, let them build his wall. But here's the other thing. Have you heard of this congresswoman who got into all kinds of trouble saying that Jews control politics with their money?
Yeah, she's an NDSU grad.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And both parties attack her. She had to apologize. And both parties attacked her for saying that the rich Jews control politics in USA.
Yeah, well, her comments were not appropriate at all. So I think it was, and I don't know that she really apologized. She kind of danced around that one a little bit. Watch that woman. There is more to come, I think, from that. Doug, appreciate your call. Good to hear from Wishick. There are two more threats from North Korea, says the texter. You can't do that. You got to give us. Come on. What are the two? Let's hear the.
Nobody knows more about saunas than my friend Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Get some great advice on all the options out there, and you have them all, right, Vince?
We do, and the nice thing about a sauna, there's every size and every shape for every need out there. And even if you live in an apartment building, it's a portable kit. You bring it in, you plug it in, and a sauna forgives your wellness sins. It makes you sweat. It detoxifies. It increases your endorphins, which boosts your immune system. It relaxes you. We talked about the autonomic nervous system. It does so many good things, and there's probably not a better product out there without taking a pill or a shot that will make you better than 30 minutes in a sauna every day.
Even reduces your chance of getting Alzheimer's or dementia, right?
Yeah, the Mayo Clinic, again, is all over this one. I mean, 66% reduction in Alzheimer's and dementia if you sit in a sauna at least four times a week.
What's not to love about that? Hot Spring Spas and PoolTables2.com to find out more. Stop at CM Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Devil's Lake, and Minot, too.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Long-awaited testimony from President Trump's longtime, now former lawyer Michael Cohen is underway before the House Oversight Committee. Cohen says in his opening statement,
"Never in a million years did I imagine, when I accepted a job in 2007 to work for Donald Trump, that he would one day run for the presidency to launch a campaign on a platform of hate and intolerance. I regret the day I said yes to Mr. Trump. I regret all the help and support I gave him along the way. I am ashamed of my own failings.
Cohen telling lawmakers that Trump is a racist, con man, and cheat. The president tweeting this morning that Cohen is lying to try to reduce his prison time. The president currently beginning his summit in Vietnam with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
On What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. How are you? Glad to have you along on the program today. And we have Ryan Rushberger to join us in just a moment, so stay tuned for that right around the corner. And also want to give you a little bit of a heads up that, where am I at here? I wanted to let you know that we are going to be in Washington, D.C. That rhymes, and I didn't even try it out. Right there it was rhyming. Washington, D.C. on Monday for the NDSU Bison and National Championship celebrated at the White House. Donald Trump throwing a party for the NDSU Bison. We're going to be there to cover it all. That's Monday morning. And a lot of it will be happening actually right during the show. So tune in for that. PetroServe USA is sending us there with cameras. So the fan cam will be there. So it's going to be great fun. Looking forward to taking it all in, and we will just wanted to give you a little heads up that if you're all getting all excited as we close in on that momentous event, that you stay tuned on Monday because we will have it for you right here on the program. We're also brought to you in part today by our friends at Pucklich. And you know what? They come up with the best deals. Wednesday Wheels, Pucklich, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Valley City, Pucklich, Bismarck, North Dakota's home for Chevy. And right now I have a 2016 GMC Terrain. This is in Valley City. It's available for a test drive today. It's looking nice. All-wheel drive. Don't need that at all, do we? No. 3.6 liter V6 engine. Got the pulling power you need. Gas mileage you want. Normally on the lot for $27,996. But if you tell them you heard about it on What's On Your Mind, crimson red. Sharp, and it's yours for $26,997. Drive it off the lot. Go see it for yourself right now. I check it out, 721 West Main in Valley City, or online at Pucklich, valleycity.com, or Pucklich.com, North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right, the tax commissioner of the great state of North Dakota is here, Ryan Rauschenberger. Hello, Ryan, how are you?
Very good, Scott. Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today on the program. Looking forward to crunching some numbers here today. The anniversary of oil flowing in the Dakota Access Pipeline is nearing. And we thought that'd be a good time to just go back and do a little historical review of just what kind of revenue has been generated by this project for the state of North Dakota, because sometimes that gets forgotten in the middle of these debates. But there's a significant amount of money there. Plus, of course, there is a differential now, that is the differential of our price of oil in North Dakota related to what previously was a transportation discount. because it has to go on rail. It costs more to get it to market. Therefore, the price is discounted. Well, obviously, with the pipeline, you get a twofold deal. You get the benefit to the state coffers, but you also get a better price for it because the transportation discount goes away. So this experiment has worked out pretty good for North Dakota overall, right, Ryan?
Well, it sure has, and you made a great point in that we don't talk about this enough, and that this kind of infrastructure like Dakota Access Pipeline and what it's done for, you know, the state coffers and all the benefits that it's brought to North Dakota, and it's really twofold. You have a cheaper way of getting cheaper but safe way of getting oil out of state and getting a better price for that oil because of it. It can get to the Gulf Coast now where you can get Brent crude price. So when we've looked at, you know, Dakota Access Pipeline, since it started flowing oil, we're estimating that, it's generated an additional $160 million in oil tax in North Dakota. So that's not just additional revenue. That's not property tax. That's not, any kind of sales tax or multiplier. That is just taking, our number that we believe we're getting across all production in the state, better price on average across all production. And looking at that because of Dakota Access Pipeline and then taking our tax rate by that, and I verified our numbers with our pipeline authority in the state because we get asked about these same questions a lot, and we've estimated that over the last 16 months, and you mentioned an anniversary, we're going from my number starts in June of 2017, but since then, when the first oil started flowing, that we're generating about $10 million per month in additional oil tax in the 16 months. So in the last 16 months, that's a lot of money for K through 12 education. That's direct recipients of the extraction tax in North Dakota. They're benefiting from that $160 million. Flood projects, including Fargo Flood Diversion, is benefiting from that $160 million. And many other recipients of these dollars, including the counties, are all benefiting from that additional $160 million. And that number just grows every month. And that's important, that we're getting a better price for our oil and more state revenues because we have infrastructure like Dakota Access Pipeline in place.
And it rarely enters the arguments over, you know, whether or not these are the right projects to do or not. In other words, you know, I understand people oppose, you know, infrastructure projects and energy for all kinds of reasons. A lot of it's political. Some of it's, you know, environmental concerns. And, you know, you obviously have a process to mitigate those and find out, you know, whether or not they actually, you know, the environmental impact statements, whether or not that's a legitimate concern or not or whatever. But we never really hear, hey, if we build this, here's how much more will, as you say, go to all those different buckets that take care of it. Minnesota's going through this right now with Line 3. North Dakota approved it, I think, 5 years ago. Over three, I know that it's been approved in North Dakota. I think it's 5 years ago in North Dakota, and they've been fighting for 3 years in Minnesota to stop it. And, you know, there's billions of dollars that are ultimately not going to a property owner for the lease payment or, you know, the easement or what, you know, all the things that wait, not to mention the, you know, the oil flow. So I really want people to understand this belongs part of the argument. We need to understand how the taxpayers are cheated when we say no, no, no to these projects for reasons that just don't make any sense.
Well, Scott, and you make a great point in that you look at the Minnesota line, and one of the discussions I've heard and something I want to mention about DAPL is the property tax. You know, in the Minnesota case, one of their biggest benefits from having additional pipeline there would be, you know, the hundreds of millions of dollars of additional property that would go to help fund schools in their counties. You look at Dakota Access Pipeline, that alone pays about $10 million a year to all those counties that it has property in, that it flows through. And that's going to your local school districts. That's going to your counties for law enforcement. That's going and infrastructure. That's going to your townships, your fire districts, your ambulance districts. That's real money. That's being paid every year, a steady revenue stream, and that's something Minnesota's missing out on. And that gets lost in that conversation, too, is the property tax that they're missing out on. That helps lower everybody else's property tax. And that maybe is sometimes falls on deaf ears, but when you have that additional value in those properties in Minnesota, just like here in North Dakota, all this infrastructure, that helps lower everybody else's property tax because they're paying more. And that means they have to put less of their budget, those counties and school districts, on your residential property tax bills.
Speaking of property taxes, I'm curious, how do they go about determining the value of a pipeline on a particular chunk of property? How do they do that?
Well, that's a good question. We in North Dakota, what we do is these large multi-county pieces of infrastructure, like pipeline, that's the perfect example. We value them at the state, and then we give the counties and the school districts and the town, well, basically the counties, we give them those values, and then they spread that amongst those political subdivisions, and then they apply their budgets and mills to those values based on the property that lies within those political subdivisions. So it is kind of a complicated process, but when you work it down, you know, it ultimately, each of the school districts, counties, and other political subdivisions get their fair share of that value, and then they apply their local mill levies to it. But that's essentially how that additional, you know, millions of dollars of property that can, you know, that lie in a maybe a sparsely populated county, that goes to help that local school district. That takes off pressure of the local property tax mills on your local residences. So, you know, it's really a win-win when it goes to help those local political subdivisions. And here in North Dakota, we determine that value and then give those values to the counties to spread amongst those political subdivisions.
Questions or comments for State Tax Commissioner Ryan Rushberger, certainly welcome today on What's on Your Mind. You can text 701-367-2054. You can call us at 800-228-0550. Texter says, please ask Ryan why we have to pay $20 to e-file in North Dakota when federal is free.
Well, Scott, that's a common question that we get. And really, when I'll be assuming that the listener is using some sort of online preparation company, which is very typical. So somebody goes on and uses, and I'll just name some out, you know, TurboTax, TaxSlayer, TaxAct, those kinds of companies. When you pay that $20 to them, they are charging you a preparation fee. That money, we don't charge anybody for filing anything in North Dakota for filing a tax. That money that you would pay that filing, for filing that is essentially a way of them charging a consumer. And I've had a lot of conversations with them over the years because sometimes they're not as upfront about saying who receives those that $20. It does not come to the state, and ultimately that is a charge for them preparing the return on your behalf. So it's for the ease of basically you're paying them to help prepare that return and file it electronically. We have that a lot. As I'll be frank, it's kind of a gotcha on some of those companies. Some are much more upfront about it than others. They get you to file your federal, and they say file your federal return free, and then they say, well, we'll file your state, but it's going to cost you $20, and that's how they end up making some extra money. But in the end, I'll always promote electronic filing is always the best way and the safest way to file. It helps do a lot for you, ease of mind, you know, do a lot of the math for you and calculations. But they, you know, it's their business model is probably the best way to say it is to get a consumer or a taxpayer to file federal for free, but then charge you for the state. And I would say if you don't want to go with them, you can always, you can recalculate it and or file it on our website and re-enter that data for free if that's the choice and you don't want to pay those $20.
Does the tax commissioner support getting rid of the individual income tax? Next question.
That's a good question. You know, over the years, I've always been supportive of the three-legged stool. I like to lower taxes as much as we possibly can. But I think that it's an important discussion to be had because we have a bill out there that looks at phasing out income tax over time. And, I've always said it's worth the discussion. Doing it all at once, I am not in favor of because I do like the three-legged stool. We don't want to put too much just on sales tax.
Short break, back with more with Ryan Rauschenberger, State Tax Commissioner, after this on What's on Your Mind. Questions or comments, welcome. Don't go away.
When you build with Morton Buildings, you build something that lasts. And now you can build for less during Building Value Days. If you're dreaming of a personal storage building, horse barn, farm storage, home, office, insulated workshop, or even a commercial facility, take advantage of our discounted pricing on new buildings now through February 28, 2019. So don't delay. Visit MortonBuildings.com for more information.
Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy again from Pizza Corner Pizza. I always love the reasons customers come up with to enjoy a Pizza Corner Pizza.
It's Friday night tradition at our house, Pizza Corner Pizza, and a movie.
Hey, at our place, it's all about the man cave. Getting the guys together, making sure the game is on, and Pizza Corner Pizza.
Mm. Whether it's chicken bacon ranch or sausage and pepperoni, Pizza Corner Pizzas don't need a reason. You can just have one. Follow us on Facebook or check us out at PizzaCornerPizza.com. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
North Dakota Energy jobs are waiting, folks. At the place that was voted the best place to work in the oil patch. It won the Berkeley Oil and Gas Safety Excellence Award because MBI Energy Services makes safety your top priority. Your safety is their top priority. Their team enjoys excellent pay too, best-in-class benefits, top-tier training, employee housing where available, opportunity for advancement, sign-on bonus opportunities, diesel mechanics, truck drivers, Class A, CDL, just a couple of areas they're looking for help right now. Go to MBI, MBI as in Missouri Basin, MBI, Energy Services. .com or call them at 844-MBI-JOBS. I mentioned earlier that we will be live and on location in Washington, D.C. Monday for the arrival of the NDSU Bison, the Thundering Herd, going to the White House to be honored for their 7th national titles in the last 8 years. Is that cool or what? So we'll be there. That's brought to you in part by PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. We'll have the PetroServe USA fan cam there. So if you can't be there, you couldn't really be there. Plus, MyPillow, best pillow on the planet, bar none. And now Giza Sheets. Told you about the mattress topper. We told you about the pillows. We told you about the pet pillow. The Giza Sheets are unbelievable. Right now, they're 30% off plus free shipping. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com. Also brought to you by Plains Ag Equipment, the medicine shop, Enbridge, Inc. So we'll see there on What's on Your Mind. Should be great fun. Back in our conversation continues now with Ryan Rauschberger, State Tax Commissioner. So bottom line, just to finish on the income tax side, you like the debate, you want it to play out. The argument you usually hear is it's not that much money. In other words, the economic impact, the relief, if you will, is not a ton. But my friend Steve Moore, who has done an economic analysis on this and has written a book, Rich States, Poor States, talks about, you know, the states without an income tax fare better. You know, their economies are stronger. So do you buy that theory, Ryan, that without an income tax we would have a stronger economy? I don't hear Ryan.
Scott, do you hear me?
Now I hear you. Yes.
Hi,
okay.
Scott.
Yeah. So do you buy that?
Yeah, I think it's like I said before the break. It's a good discussion to have. I think right now, like you had mentioned, first to kind of set the stage. One is we have the lowest broad-based income tax in the nation out of 41 states that have an individual income tax. We have the lowest. So the legislature has done a great job of decreasing our rates. They're about half of what they were in 2008. I think, for me, it's a timing thing. I'm not opposed to eliminating the income tax. Right now, the difference between us and other states is sales tax is such, we'll call it, the steady eddy in other states. That is, the vast majority of it's retail. Those states that don't have an income tax rely on sales tax. Maybe more tourism dollars, just kind of the steady flow. The difference here is, and we had some studies shown to us in this interim as well, is we're a little different. So I think one's a timing thing and one's a tax base issue. When you look at our sales tax base, it's more volatile than other states because we have a lot of oil involved. If the exploration starts to decline and we go into more production phase, our sales tax is going to drop. I'm a little worried about that in the future because our sales tax base is different than other states. And that doesn't always get looked at when we look at these national studies and we get kind of thrown in with the other 50 states. So one is just looking at the base. I've been very supportive of decreasing income taxes over time. The two is just the timing. Right now, like I said, I'm not opposed to eventually phasing out or getting rid of the income tax at some point in the future, but I just don't think right now is the time. When you look at, you know, the potential for legacy fund earnings, and I'm not pitting, you know, the governor's initiatives against the bill to phase out income tax. But when you look at other revenue sources like legacy earnings, maybe in 5-10 years, the legacy fund is at such a large balance that we have now more assurance that we have a revenue stream that can help backfill the general fund. That might be a better time to look at elimination. So if I had a choice right now, just eliminate today or not, I would say no. But at some point in the future, I think it makes a lot more sense when we might have another revenue source that can help diversify the general fund and not just have it reliant on sales tax, which is very reliant on oil right now. So we don't want to be too reliant on direct oil exploration. So for me, it's more of a timing issue. But I love having the conversation like we're having right now in the legislature because it gets us thinking about our finances and the volatility of our general fund finances.
This is a tough question, I assume, for a 30-second answer, but we're getting short on time. Ask Ryan what the total amount of revenue from taxes, state, county, city, from DAPL.
Oh, from DAPL specifically, total state, county. So if you look at the $10 million local property tax, that's for sure. You have $10 million local. But then when you look at state revenue, I would say the $160 million, which is the 16-month number. So just in the last 16 months or year, year and a half, we're talking $170 million. That doesn't include income tax from any jobs. That doesn't include sales tax from construction of the pipeline. So that's, there's a lot more that you can add on top of that.
Interesting. Ryan, thanks for crunching those numbers for us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Scott.
You bet. Good talking to you. Ryan Rauschenberger, State Tax Commissioner, our guest on What's On Your Mind. Okay, folks, off to enjoy lake life. Well, it's all work. See you tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. InterOffice Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or planned space. Not only that, the team of designers at InterOffice have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into. So they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck or go online to InterOfficeND.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.